Guys, market's been up again today, which is fantastic news for anybody that's selling into the profits, which that's the way you should play the game. I did the same. I pretty much cleared out all my positions and started looking for some new stocks to trade. So the reason why I sound a little hesitant is because I sold most of my positions because I got a gut feeling this morning, actually more this afternoon, late morning, that the market felt like it was going to pull back. Even though we're trading on low volume, the market is up, but on low volume. I think the last time I checked, it was under a billion shares for the day. The market's up, but I don't know. I feel like we're going to get a pullback. Obviously, we are. I'm still a little squeamish on, I'm still believing we're going to get to 10,000, but I'm afraid that we'll get to 10,000, touch it, and then pull back really, really strong. So whatever I plan on trading, I have to have a tight, tight stop order on. As right now, I cleared out, like an hour, a couple hours ago, every whatever I was selling, that I had a profit on was gone. And I jumped into a little Bank of America because I got a gut feeling that Bank of America is going to start popping again. It's been trading, even though it's been trading up for the last 5 days or 4 days, I think it's 5 days, I still see it trading kind of flat. So I said, let me jump into it, put a little money to work there. I think for some reason we're going to get another gut feeling. You know, you got to follow your gut sometimes. We are trending upward. Overall, and then, you know, the last, like I told you, the last couple of days been up, but overall, when you look at the big picture, you know, it's been trading kind of flat overall. It was doing a lot better last month and the month before that, so, that's pretty much my only position open right now. I opened up, like I told you, a little bit of money with Bank of America, ticker symbol BAC, which you probably hear me say a million times. And let's see what happens. But regardless of that, even though I am trading this stock, I am, and I do, I don't have it on yet, but I will do it before the market closes in a few minutes, is put a tight stop order. If I see something funny going on, I'm out. Just because, I don't know, I get this little wishy-washy, dazed and confused feeling that the market may pull back. If the market, the Dow touches 10,000, which is a psychological number, which I've been talking about, and then pulls back on the same day, it may pull back, you know, furiously. So if not, if it doesn't touch 10,000, it may pull back furiously under 10,000. Remember, these guys are, these sharks in Wall Street, they know how to play the game, and if they can trick us, they will. And that's including all the market makers and the pros out there, okay? So keep that in mind. Whatever you are trading, make sure you have a tight stop order on it, okay, guys? Again, another thing, just a reminder, I looked at a dozen, no exaggeration, maybe 50, 70 stocks in the last couple of hours, and they were all up too high. Nothing to recommend. I mean, if I had to really shoot for something, which I almost bought and I'm still hesitant to buy, is Duke Energy, which is ticker symbol DUK, just because I believe energy is also going to rise. I haven't bought it just yet. I may. I'm only in the Bank of America. I may buy Duke. I don't know. Duke is a smaller player. The increments are 50 cents to a dollar over every 3-4 days, so it takes a lot to move. I don't want to put that much money to work, where it's going to take me 3-4 days just to make a dollar or 50 cents on the stock or $2, whatever. So that's why I didn't get into Duke. I'm looking for like a $50, $2 pop in within the next 24 to 48 hours, if you get my drift. All right, guys, so keep that in mind. If you want to play Duke, Duke is there. I think that's the only one that I looked at out of, like I told you, 50, 70 stocks. So I looked at a lot, and everything is just too high. We need to get a pullback, okay? A little bit stronger than the one we had like 5 days ago, 4 days ago, whatever it was. All right, guys? So that's Pete from Pete's2Cents.com. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Bye.